Oh, I'm back. I'm back home. I'm back in my shed. I'm sat in a chair in my shed right now, actually. And I was just about to go to bed, but I thought maybe I will record some audio just very quickly. Not to kind of summarise or go over too many details, because if you do follow me online on any number of platforms, you'll see that the last few days have been interesting for me, and give me an excuse to have a bit of a rant about customer service in general. Probably interesting to some people who were listening to what was going on at the tail end of what was actually a very lovely holiday. And I'm not going to let a little insignificant yet seem to be all over the place company like Ryanair taint that for me. It's the reason why we were flying Ryanair is because the particular route that is just the most convenient of all, which is East Midlands to Valencia, only seems to be served by them. So kind of rock and a hard place springs to mind. Plus, of course, very attractive low prices, but you've got to remember, you get what you pay for. And after quite a bit of time, mostly offline, the majority of time offline, occasionally chipping in and dipping in and just seeing what's going on, or just needing data to find where I was with mapping and all the rest of it. But then all hell kind of broke loose with the data at the end of the holiday, when kind of packed up, tidied up the villa that we'd borrowed, and got to the airport. Two families with no end of luggage, if you include baby cots and pushchairs and all the rest of it. You cannot begin to imagine how much luggage we had, and then got the hire truck, minibus back. And then get told that the plane's a little bit late. There'll be some information in 60 minutes, but that doesn't change the 60 minutes bit. But the date, the time of when the plane was meant to be coming in didn't change. And it was just kind of interesting being, you know, lied to, very remotely. And then when you go to the information people, because there were no real representatives in the Valencia airport from Ryanair at all, but the local information person would just say, look, I'm so sorry, I'm only going to be able to give you the most recent lie that Ryanair have given us, knowing that it was just completely bollocks and that there wasn't going to be a flight, really. But they couldn't confirm that. And what do you do? You got nowhere to go, really, unless, you know, you book a hotel locally. So you wait and you wait and you wait. And then 12 hours later, it's really late and the kids are going crazy. And there's people who don't have nappies for their babies who are effectively just crapping anywhere and don't have food for their children, and people are making plans to sleep in an airport that doesn't supply blankets, or at least Ryanair doesn't have the facility to supply blankets or pillows for these people who don't actually have the money to go out and don't seem to have a system of getting any. I saw people queuing at midnight who knew that there was a 5-hour queue ahead of them. So what is actually the point in going and getting a hotel room if they were going to get one? Because they weren't going to get one from Ryanair. No, that's not what I saw happening. I saw people just having to fend for themselves, having, you know, paid for a flight. And you might go, well, it's not Ryanair's problem, is it? Because the French air traffic control were on strike. Well, people kind of knew this was going to happen on day two. And a lot of the other aircraft were either cancelling well in advance so that people weren't stranded at the airport, but having to just prolong their stay already at the hotel. Or other airlines seem to be rerouting and just doing clever stuff. So from what I saw, it was more the lack of information than anything else. And yeah, it wasn't the end of the world. We survived. And come on, we were on holiday and we were in a beautiful, hot, sunny country. But, you know, when you're there and you're under your tether, you do have a moment of rant. So my biggest learning was that the kids were seeing it through their, you know, eye-rollingly extreme sleep depravity. They saw it as an adventure. And I was reminded on how we must really kind of learn these filters of expectation, which seems to be the main cause of angst. I had a huge knot of kind of anguish and anger in my stomach, making me feel sick, because I just wanted to make sure the kids were all right, you know. And I felt that this company was just out and out there to create as much misery as possible. A lot of that misery is self-produced, I guess, because at the end of the day, you've got your health and all the rest of it. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's pretty small. But when you see, you know, the people having run out of nappies and all the squalor they were kind of sat in, unable to feed their kids, you're thinking, hang on, this is a bit weird. This is Western civilization, allegedly. So, well, of course it is. But anyway, mostly tiredness affects your judgment. And anyway, we managed to get back to the villa with a couple of taxis and sit it out. Ryanair couldn't offer anything even remotely close to a trip back to the UK until Sunday, which is the day after tomorrow. So we just thought we'd do what we could and pay a huge chunk of money to EasyJet to fly us out a day or so later. So we were kind of 2 days stranded, and then EasyJet got us back, and they were brilliant, really good information every step of the way. Little bit of a delay when we left. We didn't care. We were heading to England. We were on a plane which was in the airport. But they told us the delay was because one traveller decided not to travel, so they got to remove the bag. Great. We know what's happening. No problem at all. Then when we came in after landing with no silly fanfare, which is nice not to hear, we were told that there was a little bit of a delay again because they hadn't connected the stairway to the door properly, so they were just repositioning it to reconnect it. Fine, we had the information, no problem at all. So having, you know, data is vital, and more airports should really give free Wi-Fi so that when you don't trust the screens, when you're not getting information from information, you can use the multiple devices in your pocket or, you know, your laptop and use the Wi-Fi there. And, you know, thankfully for the Vodafone Wi-Fi I had, I turned it on, and whilst we were trapped in the airport, we were able to actually buy the tickets there and then on the laptop. So we knew that we were going away to find sanctuary for a couple of days before heading back. So I've ended up summarising what I said I wouldn't. So that's a summary anyway. Got back into the UK and just hit epic traffic. All is good though. I'm back. I'm going to go to bed. I've got a weekend to commence before a hardcore week of work. And a lot of catch up, because effectively I'm 2 days behind in my work. But thanks for everybody that was offering advice, support, tips on what was going on, and most important of all, information, and actually keeping me posted, looking at a number of different websites that enabled me to kind of cross-reference the information I was getting, because as far as I could see, Ryanair didn't have an app. EasyJet do. Can't be that difficult to make an app which has accurate live information on what's happening. But yeah, anyway, I'm not ranting anymore. I'm just really happy to be back in the UK and everybody's safe and sound. So, job done. Holiday adventure sorted. And now, back to 9 to 5-ish. Who works from 9 to 5 nowadays? Come on. Back to work anyway. Hope you're having a lovely Friday, because the weekend is here. If you're listening to this on the other day of the week, forget that. Enjoy the moment.